Well, New Zealand's national housing stock for sale hit a record 14-year low in July. There were just 12,684 homes on the market last month, and the national average asking price hit a record high of more than 893,000. Asking prices in the central North Island have spiked almost, get this, 50% from last year. Sarah Wood is the chief executive of realestate.co.nz and joins us now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So there's not many houses for sale. Are people just holding on at the moment?
What I think has happened, you know, last year was a very busy market in terms of housing. And, yeah, we are seeing a low for July, which, you know, it's surprising for us. You know, we normally see Christmas is when housing stock is lower. So it is low across the country at the moment.
Is it a case, though, of if people might have been thinking about selling, they're selling in such a crazy market that finding something equivalent is so difficult that they're not going to bother?
Look, I think it's a really complex issue. You know, moving is selling properties is a two-sided transaction usually. So, you know, some people will hold on because they're concerned about what they can buy on the other side. But also, you know, we'll see as spring comes around the corner that will, you know, the market will change again as the stock levels will move.
Are you seeing investors bow out with the new restrictions come in?
Look, it's sort of difficult to say. The Reserve Bank published some data, you know, a few months ago that was showing that the owner-occupiers were back in the market in terms of mortgage lending and investors were dropping back. But we'll be interesting to see where that sort of nets out. It is encouraging, though, to see investors using their resources towards new builds. So I think the changes and certainly the increased building will help.
All right, what's going on in the central North Island to see a spike of that level, 50% from last year? Is that just a case of perhaps people getting a bargain?
Look, I think last year there was definitely nervousness in that sort of central Otago area due to it being a tourism market, and it certainly took a bit of a hit then. But now you are a year on seeing new buyers and sellers coming into the market, so I think that's part of it. You know, there was a story that someone told me over the weekend where, you know, three families got together and have actually bought themselves a holiday home in that Otago, Queenstown area because it's local and it's in New Zealand.
And what about the North Island?
Look, there's sort of stock challenges around the North Island. You know, if you look at places like North Island and Coromandel, you know, again, quite tight in terms of the market because homeowners aren't turning over their properties. And certainly the demand is very high on those sort of coastal regions as well.
Just finally, interest rates. A lot of talk about interest rates rising. Has that even been enough to maybe start to dampen things down a little bit?
Look, what we're seeing is still a lot of people on sites searching, and there are still a lot of Kiwis returning from home. So, you know, we see a lot of traffic, a lot of searches coming out of Australia and the UK and the US. So, look, I think there's still a lot of demand coming into the market. And at the moment, with short supply, it's a bit of a balancing act.
Sarah Wood, Chief Executive of realestate.co.nz. Thank you very much for your time this morning.